Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, The Call of Wisdom, and is found in selected verses from Proverbs chapter 1. The summer quarter, which consists of the months of June, July, and August, will all feature lessons that focus on wisdom. The first four lessons will be found in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs should be required reading for all people, especially young men. A proverb is a saying that contains much truth and practical knowledge. The book of Proverbs contains invaluable truths about how to live a life that is good and prosperous and right. It informs people of common mistakes to avoid and things that should be done. Many of the Proverbs are attributed to King Solomon, the son of King David, whom God blessed with wisdom. The emphasis throughout the book is on seeking and attaining wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The first chapter sets the stage and tone for the rest of the book. Verses 2 through 4 begin by informing the reader of the essentials of success. These include wisdom, instruction, understanding, justice, judgment, fairness, subtlety, knowledge, and discretion. This is quite an impressive list. The possession of these things will help a person become very equipped to deal with the many challenges that life presents us with. People make so many bad choices because they lack these things. The acquisition of these things begins with the fear of God in verse 7. But fools, willingly or unwillingly, despise knowledge. Solomon says to heed the instruction of one's parents. This is one of the first failures many people do. Parents have the wisdom that is only obtained through experience. Many things someone wants to do or try, parents have already done and tried, and can save their children the trouble of learning something the hard way. Not only personal experience, but the experience of others they can share with their children. Many parents see themselves in their children and want them to succeed where they have failed or seen others fail. The book of Proverbs is filled with admonitions to righteous living and warnings to avoid evil and temptation. Too many people give in and follow those who are foolish and end up doing foolish and evil things that mess up their lives. One of the best things in Proverbs is that wisdom is personified and speaks as a person. Proverbs makes wisdom to be someone who can talk to us, a person full of the secrets of life, a person who will be our companion and is calling us to learn from her. The book of Proverbs is a book that allows wisdom to speak to the children of men and give them a needed asset to make life-giving, life-saving, and eternal decisions. I'm looking forward to all the lessons on wisdom. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and then share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m., live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.